Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
Well, good afternoon, Every Nation Taipei. Let's all stand. I want to pray over you guys. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this afternoon. We ask, Lord, that you would be here with us. Speak to us. And Lord, as we would hear your voice, hear the word of God, that you would continually make it clear to us in Jesus' name. And we all said, Amen. Okay, all right. So before you get seated, I want you to say, good afternoon, you good-looking person, you. Before we get started, I want to tell you a little story, all right? There was a friend of mine that taught Sunday school. And he had 5 and 6 years old. And so one Sunday, he said to them, now, boys and girls, I want to ask a question, and I want you to give me the right answer. And so he said, what's green and like to hop and say, ribbit,
ribbit.
And the boys and girls were just looking at him, and they're going. And so he said it again. A little bit slower. He said, boys and girls, what's green and hop around and like to say, ribbit, ribbit. And a little boy raised his hand up, little Bobby. And he goes, teacher, I know the answer is Jesus, but it sure sounds like a frog. You know, for Christians, the answer is always Jesus, amen? And so today we're going to look at Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54 is a chapter in the Old Testament. And in Isaiah 54, the children of Israel have been conquered by the Persians. And what the Persians did was they would take the entire nation and relocate them into a different country. And so the children of Israel all moved to Persia. Today we call it modern Iran and Iraq. And so the whole entire nation moved to that area, and God begins to speak to them. And so God gives three pictures in Isaiah 54. And we're going to look at those three pictures, but before we get into that, I want to ask you a question. And here's the question. What do you do when you are barren? Rejected. And poor. See, if you're a Christian, the answer is always Jesus. So let's look in Isaiah 54. Here's the first picture. It says, single barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song. Shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities.
好，就是说，你这不怀孕不生养的要歌唱，你这未曾经过产难的要发声歌唱，扬声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多，这是耶和华说的。
You know the first.
还有下一节。
The first picture we see is.
Sorry. 要扩张你帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要限制，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的橛子。因为你要向左向右开展，你的后裔必得多国为业，又使荒凉的城邑有人居住。
Okay, good. All right, so the first picture we see is a barren woman.
第一个景象我看到的就是那个不能怀孕的女生。
Barrenness was not a good picture in the Old Testament.
对，不孕在这个旧约里面是很糟糕的。
If you were a barren woman, you were looked down upon.
And
there was a lot of barren women in the Old Testament. How many of you know about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? The three patriarchs that started the house of Israel? Well, their wives, Abraham's wife, Sarah, Isaac, his wife, Rebekah, and Jacob, his wife, Rachel, they were all barren. But Pastor, I thought you said, didn't they have kids? Didn't they have children? Yeah. Sarah had to wait almost 40 years. And even Rebecca.
40
years. It's okay. At least we know he's not barren. and Rachel also, she was barren for a little bit. You know, there are other women in the Old Testament that were barren. How many of you remember Hannah? Who's Hannah? Well, she's the mama of Samuel. Yeah? First and Second Samuel in the Old Testament? And what about Elizabeth? Elisapo. In the New Testament. And then who was Elizabeth mama to? Yes, she was the mother of John the Baptist. And so, you know, each one of these women had a miracle in conceiving. But if you were barren,
但是如果你不能怀孕的话,
then a barren woman in the Israelite culture was like a dead wife. That's how it was looked at.
在以色列的文化当中，如果你不能怀孕的话，那你这个老婆就是等于死掉了。
And so at this point in history,
所以在历史中的这一刻,
the Bible says Israel was barren.They were taken out of their land. They were dispersed. They were displaced in another nation. Now, in each of these pictures, I'm going to give you a promise. And a comfort or an answer. And so in our first picture, here's the promise.
这个应许是
Yes, they had nothing. Yes, they were alone. But the promise of God was this.
对，他们什么都没有，他们是孤独的，但是
Sing.
是要歌唱。
Shout for joy.
要欢呼。
Why?
为什么？
Why? There are more children that are born to the desolate woman than the one who has a husband. Why? Because God is about to do something. What is it? What is God going to do? He gives them a comfort. He says, enlarge your tents.Spread the length of your cords, strengthen your stakes, for your descendants will be many and spread out and dispossess nations. At the end of this, a barren woman is given a family. Every nation, Taipei, let me tell you something. There are more desolate people outside this church than there is in the church. And God has put you here, and God wants you to rejoice. Why?Because we have the opportunity to share Jesus with them outside.
See,
it's easy to serve Jesus within these four walls. But God wants us to go outside. God wants us to be blessed by Him and go outside and share the gospel with somebody that's outside.Our salvation isn't going to come from other churches. Our salvation is going to come from those who are lost in the world. And God wants us to bring the people into this place. You know, when we started the church in Bangkok, 16 years ago, just like you guys. And you know, before COVID, you know how big we were?
在这个 COVID 之前，你知道我们有多少人吗？
120.
120人。
After COVID, guess what happens?
COVID 之后，
50% left.
一半的人都走了。
And we were back down to 60.
就剩60个人。
But you know what?God started to give us local people, Thai people. And now we're about 50-50. Before we had only mostly internationals. I remember when we first started the church, I had to go to another church, a friend that I knew,and borrow two Thai people just to be in my service. But now, we have about 50% is Thai. And we're starting to start a Thai service. Just like this church. They speak Thai. They worship in Thai. And I'm raising a preacher to preach in Thai. Can you pray with me? And believe that we'll have a full-blown Thai church.
Huh?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that even now you are beginning to move among our Thai people, Lord.
Thai, 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 Thai
And that we'll go out of the four walls of the church so that we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then we would bring in local people. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you guys prayed for me. Let me pray for you. Because that's the prayer that we need. That God will reach out through us to Taiwanese people.
Yeah?
So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. And we lift up the nation of Taiwan. And we lift up the city of Taipei. Lord, that you would make us a light unto this city. And Lord, that we would go forth and share the gospel. Lord, that we would fill up all the chairs in this place and then some with Taiwanese people, Lord. And Lord, that you would use us and reach out, Lord. We ask for a new family. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, a barren woman is given a family. Every nation, Taipei, you're not barren anymore. Right? We're going to see new families coming in. Amen. Here's our second picture. Isaiah 54, verse 4 to 10. It says, "Do not be afraid. You will not suffer shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. It's after lunch, excuse me. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. For your maker is your husband, the Lord Almighty, his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth." Go ahead, read the first five.
Okay.
4 to 5. Okay. Yeah.
不要惧怕，因你必不至蒙羞；也不要抱愧，因你必不至受辱。你必忘记幼年的羞愧，不但纪念你寡居的羞辱。因为造你的是你的丈夫，万军之耶和华是他的名；救赎你的是以色列的圣者，他必称为全地之神。
Verse 6, the Lord called you back as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit. A wife who's married young only to be rejected, says your God. For the brief moment I abandoned you with deep compassion, I will bring you back.
第六节说，耶和华召你如召被离弃心中忧伤的妻，就是幼年所娶被弃的妻，这是你神所说的。
Tell your neighbor.
离弃你不过片时，却要施大恩将你收回。
Tell your neighbor this, I will bring you back.
跟你旁边的说，我要把你带回来。
See, that's the promise of God. I will bring you back. Verse 8. In a surge of anger, I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness, I will have compassion on you, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. To me, this is like the days of Noah when I swore that the waters of Noah would never again cover the earth. So now I have sworn not to be angry with you, never to rebuke you again. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, saith the Lord, who has compassion on you.
好，第八节，我的怒气仗义，顷刻之间向你掩面，却要以永远的慈爱连续你，这是耶和华你的救赎主说的。
See,
这是在我好像挪亚的洪水，我怎样起誓不再使挪亚的洪水漫过遍地，我也照样起誓不再向你发怒，也斥责你。大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你，我平安的约也不迁移，这是连续你的耶和华说的。
See, the second picture we see is a woman separated but taken back.
第二个景象就是看到一个被看一个妻子跟丈夫分开之后，但是被带回来。
This is in reference to the nation of Israel who was taken out of the promised land of God, the land that God has given them, because they didn't keep the covenant of God.
这就是在讲说，以色列被带出，被带到巴比伦，是因为他们跟耶和华没有做到他们跟耶和华所誓的这个约。
They were displaced. They were dispossessed. They were taken away from their land. So here's the promise. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be disgraced. Don't be humbled. Humiliated. There we go.You will remember the reproach no more. Why? The past is the past. And you need to let it go. You know, I understand. There are some things that we need to repent from in the past.And sometimes those things that are repented are the things that are holding us back. And let me tell you something that a lot of preachers don't tell you. That after this experience in Babylon, the children of Israel never worshipped another God except Yahweh.Or except God. Before they went to the Babylonian captivity, they worshiped Baal, they worshiped Molech, they worshiped the stars, they worshiped a lot of other gods. But after the Babylonian captivity,they only worship God. Sometimes, there are things in our past and that we have to repent of in order for us to worship God truly. And this is the comfort that God gives them. It's found in verse 7. I will bring you back. No matter how far you have walked away from God, if we stay with God, He'll bring us back. And you see, this is the one thing I can tell you.Even though I look like I'm 29 years old, I'm actually older. But I am not as old as your pastor. But, you know, walking with God for about 50 years, this is the one thing I see. The Bible says God will never leave us or forsake us. That's true. The problem is God never leaves, we do. As much as we would deny it, but the problem isn't God, the problem is us. And if we walk away, then we're easy pickings for the devil. And so what do we see in this picture? We see a lonely wife whose marriage is restored.
我们看到一个孤单的老婆，她的婚姻被恢复。
God wants to restore the relationship.
对，神想要跟你恢复关系。
It doesn't matter how far you walked away.
不管你离神有多远。
But the Bible says this, if we turn back to God, God will come back to us.
但是圣经说，如果你转向神的话，那神就会转向你。
The third picture, really quick.
第三个景象。
Isaiah 54, verse 11 to 17, it says, O afflicted city, lashed by storms and not comforted, I will build you with stones of turquoise, your foundation with sapphires. I will make your battlements of rubies, your gate of sparkling jewels, and all your walls of precious stones. All your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. Go ahead.
你这受困苦、被风飘荡、不得安慰的人啊，我必以彩色安置你的石头，以蓝宝石立定你的根基，又以红宝石造你的女墙，以红玉造你的城门，以宝石造你四围的边界。你的儿女都要受耶和华的教训，你的儿女必大享平安。
In verse 14, in righteousness you will be established, tyranny be far from you. You will have nothing to fear.Terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into flames and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to work havoc. Go ahead.
你必因公义得坚立，必远离欺压，不致害怕。你必远离惊吓，惊吓必不临近你。即或有人聚集，却不由于我；凡聚集攻击你的，必因你扑倒。吹嘘炭火，打造何用器械的铁匠是我所造，残害人行毁灭的也是我所造。
Verse 17.No weapons forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord.
凡为攻击你造成的器械必不利用，凡在审判时兴起用舌攻击你的，你必定他为有罪。这是耶和华仆人的产业，是他们从我所得的义。这是耶和华说的。
Now, this is the third picture.
这是第三个景象。
It's a city, that is hit by storm after storm after storm.
这个城市被这个暴风呢一次一次的攻击。
It's almost like Taiwan.
跟台湾很像。
You guys understand what storms are.
I
think every year you maybe have two or three storms, right?Your pastor and I, we grew up in Guam, and we usually have about four or five storms every year. We lived on an island that lived in the alley of typhoons, Typhoon Alley. But this is what it's saying. You know, God is going to come and he's going to lay the right foundation.He's going to build up the right walls. It's going to be of rubies and sapphires. And then this is what I want to ask you. What are you building your life with? The Bible says this in Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. It says, Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house. Sounds like a storm to me. Yet, it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Go ahead.
所以在马太福音七章二十四到二十七节，耶稣就说：“所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。”
Okay. Verse 26, but everyone who hears the words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Verse 26 and 27.
26、27节说，凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。雨淋风、水冲风吹撞着那房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
See, if God builds your foundation, it's going to be good.
如果神是帮你打这个地基的话，会是很棒的。
Let me ask you this.
我问你这个问题。
In every nation,
在万民教会，
what do we do?
我们是做什么呢？
We honor God, and we make disciples, right? Every nation Taipei, what do we do? We honor God, and we make disciples. Let me ask you this question. Are you in a small group? Small group is the place where we make disciples.And if you hear the words of the Lord, then you're going to be like that house built on the rock. And the foundation will be strong. And the Bible says it's going to be decorated with precious stones.Here's the comfort.
In verse
13 it says, and your sons will be taught by the Lord. Let me ask you this. Who's teaching you? Who's teaching you?Are you listening to your pastors and your small group leaders? Do you go to them when you have a need? Or do you go to people who are in the world? You know, let me tell you something about your pastor. Not only is he good looking, handsome, and young,and married to a pretty wife. But you guys don't realize who you have. People don't really know that Pastor Bruce was in the upper 5% of the nation of the United States as far as being one of the smartest people of his time.Out of 50 million students and plus,
5%,
he was in the upper 5%.He could have gone to any university he wanted. Princeton, Harvard, Stanford, all these Ivy League colleges, universities. But yet, your pastor chose to be in the ministry.He's no dumb bunny like me. He is smart. The only thing I have over him is that I'm younger. But do you listen to your pastor? He's a smart guy. Are you listening to your small group leaders? Who is discipling you? See, at verse 13, it shifts from the foundations, the walls, to your children. Because when your children are raised in the things of God, then something happens. They become God's children. And God starts to work on their behalf. And that's why their peace will go beyond us. And the tyranny they will not experience, because who is their God? God. At the end of this picture, what do we see? A poor city becoming wealthy. Let's all stand. This afternoon, we talked about three pictures. The first one is a barren woman. Maybe when you think about your life and you see barrenness, no fruit, God is saying He can change that. Maybe it might be the second picture. A woman rejected. But the promise is that God will bring her back. Maybe you've been far away from God. And you're thinking about walking away from this church. God doesn't want you to do that. Remember what I said? The Bible says that He will never leave us or forsake us. The problem isn't God, the problem is me. It's us. Somehow we get things wrong and we turn away. But the Bible says He's ready to forgive and to receive us back. The third picture is maybe you've been hit by storms after storm after storm. And you're tired. The Bible says, come to me. Come to me if you're weary. Because my burden is easy and my work is light. The Bible says, He will lead us by green pastures and still waters. Because He loves you. With every head bowed, every eyes closed, if that's you, raise your hand. Because God is here. And He wants to minister to you. All across the building. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would step back into my life, God. And that I may experience you again. Father, that I don't want to be barren anymore. Nor do I want to be alone. And live my life without you. I don't want that, God. I want you to be with me. Lord, I want to hear your voice so I can experience a stable foundation. Stability in my life, Lord. So I may prosper in you. I ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.